Joining us on the WBAL Newsline this morning is Baltimore County State Senator Jim Brosian, who was there when the legislature gave its approval to the use of speed cameras a few years ago. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Okay. Go ahead.
Incidentally, I voted against it.
Okay. Point made. Is this what the legislature had in mind when it approved these things?
No. It wasn't even close. And what we did was we gave enabling legislation to the counties, and the counties have hired the vendors. And what we should have done and what we didn't do is we should have specified what the vendor should and shouldn't be doing. I mean, the fact that Baltimore City is the only jurisdiction that's actually where their vendors calibrating this correctly. In Baltimore County, my jurisdiction, and other counties, you get your ticket, and as you mentioned, it doesn't go beyond the same second that the vendors in Baltimore City had. So, for example, if you got your ticket at 3:15 p.m. and 15 seconds, the next timestamp has the exact same time on it. So how on earth would you know how fast the person was going?
Yeah, the city's tickets timestamp them differently down to the thousandth of a second or something like that, so you can actually do the math. So I guess the $64,000 question here is, does the law need to be amended, and will there be an effort in Annapolis next month to make changes to that law?
Well, it does. On my side, on the Senate side, I'm doing something that actually changed the calibration system. And just as importantly that we haven't mentioned is we put in there that the vendor is not to be paid on how many tickets are given. And the vendors have found a loophole in this, and that needs to be tightened up also. There needs to be a flat fee. One of the reasons I didn't like this bill in the first place is this is supposed to be about safety. It's not supposed to be about money. And these vendors, along with jurisdictions, have made it clear that it's all about the money. So if we're going to have it, which I'm not real pleased about, we need to tighten it so much so at least it becomes a little bit about the safety. One final point. Mm-hmm. If you take a look in my district, Charles and Lake Avenue, I mean, it's really perplexing. It's supposed to be within a half a mile of a school zone. I've yet to find a school that's a half a mile from there. So I'm going to tighten that up. And I don't think you should be giving speed tickets, let these counties give tickets within a quarter of a mile of geographic boundaries. So it's almost like in the city, they're catching people who literally just crossed into the city from Baltimore County and nabbing them there also.
Didn't they say a year or so ago that if you draw the map correctly, almost any place in the city is within a half a mile of a school?
Yeah, well, you could, but, you know, what kind of school is it? Is it a school that just opened up 6 months ago? Is it a school that's off of five side streets where speeding, you know, we're going a little bit faster than the speed limit has no impact on the safety of children? So I think we need to tighten all that up.
Finally, given everything we've read and seen over the last couple of weeks about these things, why should people have any faith at all in this whole system?
They shouldn't, and it's a great question. Right now, they absolutely shouldn't. My dream would be to suspend the program until it's done right, but they're very successful for some reason in Montgomery County. It's the largest jurisdiction in the state. And to cause great angst to the people in Baltimore, where I've lived my whole life, we don't have the power of the legislature anymore. Montgomery County is the largest subdivision, and they control a lot of votes.